I want to thank God this morning so much.
Bless you, Sharon.
I just praise the God that I'm here today. Woo! I thank you for everything that he's done for me for the last six weeks. I'm going on 6 weeks now, and I'm able to walk without my walker, a little bit without my
cane. Bless the Lord.
But you know, without God's help, I couldn't make it. He's been so good to me.
Amen.
And even the therapy, when they come out, they said, Sharon, I just can't believe how you're done walking. I said, well, that's because I've got God on my side.
Amen.
I've done my exercise every day, 2 days a week, 7 days a week. But I just thank the Lord that I'm here today.
Amen.
I just thank all of y'all for your prayers, because I know everybody's been keeping me in prayer. Without God, I couldn't make it.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless her, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Bless her.
Bless her.
When my daily work down here is ended, on my bed asleep. Ask my Jesus to protect me all the way. If through the night my Savior calls, heavenly angel, take me home.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wake up in glory someday. Well, I'm gonna wake up in glory someday.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
When all my trials down here have passed away.
That's right.
I'm gonna lay these burdens down. Woo. Take up a robe and pick
hey,
up
good.
When I wake up in glory someday.
Woo. Think about it.
When my time comes across, oh Jordan, please don't worry over me. Though I lay beneath the ground, I'll never stay.
Amen.
When my time comes to slip through heaven,
bless
I'm Lord. Gonna wake up to shout.
Amen.
I'm gonna wake up in glory someday.
Yeah, glory.
Well, I'm gonna wake up.
Amen.
There's a little something took, I don't know, took place right here about 33 years ago.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I've been homesick ever
Amen.
Since.
Amen.
Yeah, Jesus said the kingdom of God dwells in us. I have to admit, I'm as good as there already. I'm seen together in heavenly places already in Christ Jesus my Lord. And I was telling Brother Ed, I can't wait to see him face to face. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Good job, Mrs. Joanne.
Sharon wants to do this song. It's we love it. And I know sometimes y'all get here.
For us. Hey.
But it's a special song to us.
Yeah.
Bye.
Amen. This morning. Somebody said, "Hey, you know it's real." Every man, I feel a little tug. Amen.
Yeah. Come on, brother.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good job singing this morning.
Yeah.
Good place to be this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! You don't have to watch me. I'm wound up pretty good this morning. It don't look like it, but I am.
We are too.
Before I get off chasing rabbits, let me say welcome this morning to Landmark Baptist Church.
Yeah.
We're growing in leaps and bounds. We're going to kick a wall out for long so we can make room, amen.
Amen.
I mean, I'm like everybody else. I don't want this virus. I think they intentionally unleashed it on us. There's a man, his name is Bill Gates, and I don't want us to get knocked off the Facebook thing there, but he wants to depopulate the world by something like 2/3%, and I want him to volunteer to be the first one, and I might get on board after that.
Right.
But anyway, there's some crazy people down here. What's bad about him is he's rich and crazy and got a lot of power, but I'm glad God made a place called heaven. I'm not going there to visit, Joanne. I'm going there. Hey, we have homecomings down here every now and then. This is going to be a real deal.
Amen.
I mean, every one of us is going to get home, Brother Mitchell. And if we get home, hallelujah, I'll understand the language. I'll understand the territory. Matter of fact, I'll be known about even as I'm known down here. They say, "What took you so long?" I said, "I had some things I had to learn.
Yeah.
I've been in school all my life.
Yeah.
I'm learning everything the hard way, Larry, but I'm learning." Hallelujah. Woo! We got a letter here. I think Sharon sent a card to the church. And it's a special thank you. And she says, "Every kindness has a part in bringing joy to someone's heart. It's sometimes easy to forget that there are nice people out there doing nice things for others."
Yeah.
"Thanks for being such a special reminder. Thank all of the ladies in the church for the food and the visiting with me. Most of all, the prayers that everyone has prayed for me. God is so good, and the telephone calls. Love, Sister Sharon Wheeler." And we're glad to see she's doing better. I can tell by looking at her she's doing better.
But
when she walked up there without that walker, I realized she's doing a whole lot better than even I thought she was doing. Amen.
Amen.
We rejoice with her.
Yeah.
She had a hip replacement, and I knew it wasn't going to keep her down, but it kept her down about 3 or 4 Sundays there, wasn't it? I mean, some of them we couldn't be here. The weather was so bad. It's snow and ice everywhere. And last Sunday it was raining cats and dogs. But the Lord's given us a good day today to be in the house of God.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't believe it's going to be long. We're going to be adding on to this church. And I'm looking forward to getting her done.
Amen.
I'm just a little preacher, even though I am gaining weight. I mean, I'm retired now. And I had to have some blood work done this week for some life insurance policy. I never had a whole lot of money, but I'm going to leave somebody a whole lot of money. I'll be worth $500,000 dead. Don't tell my wife. She's already wanting to kill me. That'll give her a reason to do it. But anyway, that lady, she come and she told me to fast before she came. I'm sitting there thinking, "Fast? I've been feasting. I ain't fasting. I'm going to win." But she told me, she said, "It's okay, drink coffee." I drank 3 or 4 cups of coffee. She said, "Don't do nothing to drink water after that." And she's running late. She said, "I'll be there at 4 o'clock. She called me like 6 o'clock. She said, "You want to reschedule?" I said, "No, I've been fasting all day long. Come on." She said, "I'll be there in 30 minutes. About an hour later, she showed up. But it was good. And we had good fellowship. She's going to come. She lives in Bowling Green. And I mean, we hit it right off after she was a Christian. And she lit up like I ain't seen nobody light up a long time. She was wanting to talk. Kind of talk I like to talk. Talk about the Lord.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Carol, we had a good talk. I mean, buddy, we had a lot of things in common. Her son, he just passed away. And my daughter passed away October 23rd. So we had a lot in common right off the bat. We were trying to comfort one another with regard to the fact that we both, you know, buried a child. And you know, I was telling her that God had gave us grace to make it through that. And we ought to be thankful. We're just trying to get on a positive note on something that wasn't a positive thing. But I shared with her about Job having to bury 10 in one day. And I said, compared to Job, I said, we've not really had to bury a whole lot. I said, he had to bury burying 10 in one day. And it makes it feel a little better to know somebody went through something worse than you have. I was just trying to comfort her. We want to take our text out of Exodus chapter 17. And I'm on the clock. We've just got so much time to live stream on Facebook. And I do want to do that. We have a lot of people that watch us online. And I'm not trying to promote any weight. I'm trying to preach the Word of God. I'm trying to promote my Savior. And I prayed early this morning, real early. All y'all done been prayed for. But I'm praying this morning that we would somehow give honor and glory to Him. And you know, I come to church to have church. I mean, I have to admit, I don't want to go through the motions of having church. I want to have church, amen. So I try to stay out of the way. And you know what? I found out that the Lord got a lot He wants to do. And if I can get out of the way, He can do it.
Amen.
Y'all may not understand that, but I'll tell you what, if you can, you'll understand a whole lot more about churches of today. They won't give God 1 minute, a second. They won't give Him any place in the service.
Brother,
I don't care if you sing all day long. Go ahead, Brother Ed.
Before you get started preaching, there's two ladies in this church I want to give some flowers to.
Amen.
One of them is Carolyn Tibbs and the other one is Sarah Hawkins.
Amen.
You know, they come to see me when I couldn't even see
them. Bless your heart, Brother Ed.
And I thank God when they leave, I go back in my bedroom back there and pray for them. Just keep praying.
Amen. Good, Brother Ed.
About them. They cared enough for me to come and see when I couldn't even see them.
Bless you, Brother Ed. Yeah.
Now I can see them. I can see everybody.
Amen.
And I tell you right now, I love each and every one of you.
Amen.
And, Amen. I'm sure the longer I stay with this medication that I'm on, that I'm going to get, my sight's going to get better.
Woo!
Amen.
But I want to talk to him about these drops, because that one bottle, that dude ain't that big, and it's $55. I've done that
several times. Well, man, this is all I'm talking
about. But it's helping. You know, anything is helping, you don't mind to spend the money for it.
Amen.
You preached on that.
Amen.
That we'll spend our last dime, you know.
Yeah.
But I relied on God and Jason. I'm going to tell you right now, without them two, I wouldn't be standing here.
Angel wings.
You know, Jason brought me over here, set me down in this back pew, and this lady right here can vouch for that, because she sat back there.
Yeah. Star, you slipped in.
Amen. Couldn't see her.
Jordan and Tracy slipped in. I don't know how they got to where they're at, but they did. Y'all had to do a jumper.
But I just want Carolyn and Sarah Bolt. I love you. And I sure appreciate y'all coming.
Amen.
You know, this is what makes a church, right?
You know, that's right. When you're
sitting around down up in here, the dark, here's Ed.
Nobody cares.
This is what a church is.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm preaching along the lines of what already Joanne has said, already Sharon has said, already Ed has said. I'm preaching today on helping someone.
Yes.
I've never met no one yet that didn't need help.
No,
I including the one I see in the mirror. Amen.
Right.
I look in the mirror, Patrick, and sometimes I say, ain't nobody can help this much. I mean, they done got down to putting Gorilla Glue on their head. I ain't saying a thought. I don't like it being on there.
Amen.
But anyway, you know, I'm glad to have a little hat on there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brother Wade, I have to share this.
I'm all right.
It just blessed my heart when I talked to Ed. And he told me that he was sinning.
Yeah.
And what really blessed my heart was, and I had to call people and tell them about it, mm-hmm. was when he said he reached up and he touched Jason's cheek.
Yeah.
That just blessed my heart, because he hadn't seen
it. Something wrong? He said, no, I can see you. I want to tell the Lord.
Yeah. So it touched my heart, and I had to call people.
Woo!
So, I mean, it's...
That's called Proverbs 25:25.
Right.
As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news before our country. In other words, she knows it abroad. That's one thing women do good at. She had Timmy weeping in the grocery store.
Yes.
I believe she said, I'm in the grocery store, Kroger's or somewhere, and she said, you're making me cry. I'm not crying. Amen.
No.
I'm not in no hurry. I got the clock. I know I can make it fit.
Yeah, I think I was telling Jerry. He was rejoiced too. I mean, it's just
that's good. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I might as well spill beans too. I got down on my knees and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I need Brother Ed. I said, you need to give him about 15 more years of life. I said, I don't know that I'm going to live that long, but I want him to live that long where I can have him. I need him. We're trying to, listen, seriously, we're trying to get a church up.
Yes.
I've seen enough of them die.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Brother Ed and I, we're both committed to the task before us.
Yes.
We're trying to get this church up
Amen.
And going. And I can already tell there's results. I'm looking at faces right now.
Amen. Yes.
I mean, this is a little church, but it ain't going to be a little forever. Jason, he got us, for a little church, our tent stakes have done went way out there.
Amen.
So we're trying to take in all the ground we can. Amen. All right, let's read some scripture this morning. Exodus chapter 7. We're going to read verses 8 through verse 16. Exodus chapter 17. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. And so Joshua did as Moses had said unto him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and he took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, which means the flag of the Lord. And for he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. I'm preaching today on needing help. And it will be about helping one another. Pray with me. Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given us to gather in your house. Thank you for the good singing. Thank you for the testimonies. Thank you for the people that are here right now. Thank you for those that will be listening by way of the internet.
Yes.
Thank you for all the things that we take you granted. We take you for granted, Lord, the health, Lord, the ability to be able to get up and go, Lord, to be able to even have our mind, our faculty, all the things, Lord, we want to thank you for them. We want to ask you to bless our efforts here today. Give praise, honor, and glory here today. Let us all with our heart praise you. Let us all, Lord, I pray, put our thoughts upon you for at least this 1 hour. If we don't even preach that long, Father, let us take the world out of our mind for just a little while and let our thoughts be upon thee. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Oh my, what a message here. Has anybody ever heard about a movie called War Room?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. In that movie there's an older black lady, and she put her house up for sale. Here comes this enthusiastic young black lady to her house to advertise her house for her. And Joanne, the older lady with the wisdom of God, said, would you like to have some coffee? She said, I'd love to have some coffee. So she went and fixed her a cup of coffee, Carolyn. And she fixed this young lady a cup of coffee. And the young lady took a drink of that coffee and she said, "My," she said, "don't you like your coffee hot?" She said, "Honey, my coffee is hot. I just fixed yours the way you were."
Right.
And she got her old fire about God, about praying. And if you haven't seen that movie, you need to watch it. I mean, what that young lady went through to get in touch with God, to get her home, her house in order, to get her home back. I mean, she threw the devil out of her house and said, "Stay out."
Yeah.
I mean, if you've never seen that movie, you ought to watch it. That's kind of the way it is sometimes. Sometimes we need a little help. I sent Joanne a card, and on that card it said, "Even little steps will get you where you're going."
Amen.
I sent one to Brother Ed, too. I was going to send one to Sister Sharon, but I had that dog with that flower basket. I said, "She's got Snoopy. She'd probably really have that." But I was trying to encourage, trying to help them through the valley, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that movie War Room kind of portrays what I'm preaching about here today. Sometimes your situation, not just any help would do. I know we got cell phones now, and you can call a wrecker, and you can call an ambulance, and you can call 911, and you might not even get nobody to answer the phone. You might get a recording. I don't know how it is nowadays. But sometimes not just any help will do. It depends on the circumstance. I mean, if you've got a flat tire, it's not that big a deal. If you need some help changing a flat tire, you can probably call Danny. He said, "I'll be right there."
Yeah.
I've called Donnie. I said, "Donnie, I'm broke down." He said, "Where are you?" He can't find me, but he's coming to help anyway. He said, "Give me something. I'm putting this GPS on fine." I said, "I don't know where I am." Anyway, but he always comes. He called me. He said, "I got a flat tire on Highway 90. I said, "I'm on my way." He said, "I ain't got a spare." I said, "I'm bringing one," or didn't have a jack or something.
Yep.
Anyway, we got it going.
Amen.
That kind of help is a normal help.
That's right.
But this kind of help, Brother Mitchell, man couldn't help in.
That's right.
They needed the help of God.
That's right.
And in order to get the help of God, they had to work together.
Right.
To get the help that they needed, God saw their sincerity and He honored it. And anyway, sometimes not just any help would do. They needed the help of God.
Yeah.
The psalmist said, Psalm 121, verses 1 through 2, he said, "I'll lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth." I mean, you get that kind of help, you're good to go. I don't care what it is. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
But the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 7, that vain is the help of Egypt. The world can help a little. I mean, my son called me this morning and he said, "Dad, what time you go to church?" First thing I'm thinking is he's wanting to go. I said, "Well, son, I usually leave the house about 9 o'clock. I said, "I'm trying to get there by 10 because I teach Sunday school. I'm expecting him to say, 'Can you come by and pick me up?'" He says, "Can you stop and get my dog some diapers?" So much for that thought. Anyway, Jordan, I admit for a little bit my heart leaped. And I thought, you know, that he was going to... I just prayed for him that morning, Sybil.
Right.
I mean, I'm pouring out my heart to God. Lord, I'd like my son quit smoking.
Yeah.
I'd like him quit drinking. I'd like him quit cussing. I'd like for him to get in church.
Yeah.
I thought maybe, you know, that God... I mean, he's probably talking here. And as I prayed that every morning, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm not giving up. But I thought maybe this morning when he called me, he don't get up early. He even gets up after lunchtime. I thought him up early. I thought, you know, something's on the other end working here. And you know, he is kind of going down for the third time. Brother Jason, he put a thing on Facebook. They got him thrown off, locked out, and in jail. And he's tried everywhere in the world to get back on there. But he put a thing on there, and I tried to remember it in detail. So I went over to see it, and they done took it off. They removed it off. But in there, there was a black guy in a car, a fairly young black guy, and it sounded like, a young black lady. I don't know what color she was, but a young lady was talking to him about God sending people to hell. And he said, God don't send people to hell. He said, sin sends people to hell.
That's exactly right.
He said, you're already on your way to hell. And he said, I put it to you in a simple term, just like this. He said, you're in a ship, it's sinking, and somebody brings a lifeboat by, and you ain't got enough sense to get out of the sinking ship to get in a lifeboat. He said, and you're going down with the ship. It was a good illustration. Matter of fact, I put a comment on there because it was a good, simple, easy to understand illustration, and it took it off. I loved it. I wish I could have somebody get that back on there, amen. Well, I'm talking about Egypt. That's kind of a type of the world. They can help you a little. They done Sharon's hip replacement back there, and they've helped her. Look at Brother Ed back there.
Yeah,
they can help a little.
That's right.
But when the world can't help, God can.
Amen.
So keep that in mind. This message is about the right kind of help.
Yes.
The Bible says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. Psalm chapter 60, verse 11. Isaiah chapter 63, verse 5 says, I looked and there was none to help. Sometimes I can't get a hold of Donnie. Sometimes he can't get a hold of me. I come to his house yesterday. We both tried to help him. I brought him something to eat. He said, I made pretty good cornbread. Pretty good pinto beans.
Amen, brother.
Pretty good roast taters and carrots and gravy. You're getting fatter than a town dog. Taking care of my brother.
Amen.
I said, I'm bringing you something to eat. He said, good, I'm here.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I looked and there was none to help. That's a bad commentary there. Isaiah 63:5. You know that that certain man that took a journey down from Jerusalem, Jericho, fell among thieves, and they robbed him and wounded him, left him half dead. That priest come by, and man, he stepped aside and walked around him, and here come another, some kind of religious person, I don't know if it's a Pharisee or what, and he kind of stepped aside and went around him, but a certain Samaritan, when he saw him, had compassion, which features Christ, came to where he was, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and put him on his own beast, took him to an inn, put some money down and said, take care of him. When I come, if he owes any more, I'll pay it. I mean, that's what you call helping someone.
That's right.
We all need a little help every now and then. Amen.
Amen.
It's probably a good time for me to throw this in here. Last Sunday, as I was driving home, I went through a bunch of water down there where that black Chevrolet truck is. It looked like it got plumb over top of it.
Good Lord.
And anyway, my transmission, the computer, my transmission through front of the driver's wheel, and it kind of shorted it out a little bit, and my car went in limp mode. And I went on, I Googled what all I could do, and the first thing they said was replace the alternator. I replaced the alternator, sir. Then it said replace the battery. And I'm getting ready to take the battery out, and I noticed it had a loose wire, and I thought, I found it, Larry. I thought, this is so simple. It was just a loose wire on a positive post. It didn't fix it. I laid hands on it. Lord, please fix my car. My wife, she can't even drive. I want my car fixed. You know what I'm talking about, sir?
Amen.
And I've got things to do. I ain't got time to work on this car. But I went on the internet. I researched everything I could do. And I'm about to lose it. And a good brother called me, Brother David, the lowest guy come a while back to church. He said, what you doing? I said, working on the car. I ain't getting no ground. It's about to get the best of me. He said, well, have you tried unplugging the battery? I said, yeah, I've done that. He said, well, do this. And listen, the message may not be that great, but this advice is. He said, take the positive wire off, connect it to the negative wire, and leave it for at least an hour. Now, I went to college. I understand how PLC works. I just can't believe I didn't think of that. I understood after he mentioned it. I thought, hey, I hadn't done that yet. And I put that positive wire from the battery. After I disconnected my battery, connected it to the ground wire, and a PLC works kind of like a magnet. What it does is it drains it of the energy and it releases. That's what PLC works. A relay with energy, it connects. But a PLC holds its connection and then it releases when it's supposed to. It wouldn't release it. So anyway, I put that positive wire, y'all need to listen to this, put that positive wire on that negative wire, and after it drained all the energy out of that PLC, I put it back on the positive wire, started up, ran like a sewing machine. I done read on the internet about people spending $3,000 to $4,000 and they still couldn't fix it, had to trade it off.
Yep.
And it was just something as simple as that right there. Now I hate to get worldly in preaching, but I thought there'd be some good advice to pass along. Kind of like the chicken noodle soup and the pepper, you know. I like to help people. And I like to help them in a way they can afford it, amen. But anyway, that good Samaritan, he helped that certain man. Luke chapter 10, verse 30 through 35. That woman with that issue of blood mentioned in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 29. She'd suffered many things, went to many doctors, many physicians. She spent all she had. And Joanne, she grew nothing better, rather worse. Somebody must have told her about Jesus.
Yeah.
Because she went looking for him. You wouldn't think it'd be hard to find Jesus, Carolyn, but there was a big crowd around him and she couldn't get to him until, I don't know if she got down on her knees or what, but she crept in behind and she thought within herself, she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. That sounds simple, don't it, Carolyn?
That's right.
But he's touched by the things of our infirmities anyway.
Yes, he is.
But when she touched that hem of that garment, that's her showing her faith. I kind of like this, Brother Mitchell.
Amen.
It said she felt in her body.
Amen.
They say there ain't no feeling to it. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. I like a little feeling.
That's right.
I go on faith. I'm okay with feeling too. Sometimes I like a little feeling.
Amen.
We do everything else on credit. I've shouted on credit before. Got a little feeling for doing it. Yeah.
Amen.
I tell people this about that, Carolyn. If you get to Cain Heavens, I don't care if you say yeah, but never do. I'm going to tell you, if you get to Cain Heavens, don't worry about it. It'll be all right.
Yeah.
You may not be able to say it as eloquent as someone else in your testimony.
Yeah.
You may not be able to shout as loud as someone else shouts, but I'll tell you what you can do. You can give glory to God. I promise
Amen.
You that.
Amen.
I wish James was here this morning. I like Amen. That computer back there. He's back there. Amen!
Yeah. Amen.
I love it. I tell you, push it again, brother. Yeah. I like it. Well, that woman and then that certain man. But she didn't have to go any further than Jesus to get all the help she needed. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking unto Jesus. And you know, you don't have to look no further than Jesus for no matter what you have, whatever help you have need of. Because I'll tell you right now, nothing's too hard for Him. Nothing's impossible to Him. But in James chapter 5, verse 16, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So now I'm going to get on this message. They had Moses here, a praying man, that knew God as a friend, and God called him a friend.
Yeah.
And he knew how to get a hold of God, Brother Ed. And it was evident in the fact that when he lifted up holy hands, hey, Joshua prevailed.
Yeah.
But when his hands got tired, if you know, does everybody remember in school when they told you, hold your hand out?
Yeah.
Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
And they go,
yeah.
And you say, get him over here! And you go, get him over here! Well, anyway, his hands were getting weary. He couldn't hold them up no more, Carolyn. But they had the praying man.
Yeah, right.
They had what they needed. You see what I mean? Everybody needs somebody that can pray.
Yeah, that's right.
I like to call and say, remember this in your prayer. I like when I get phone calls.
Amen.
And say, Brother Eddie. No, Brother Eddie goes down on his knee too, but I do a lot of praying.
Yeah.
I do. I like it, you know what? I'm calling somebody.
Amen.
I call my pastor, Brother Rick, remember this person. Mm-hmm. He tells me about some people remember, and they get better. I've been requesting prayer for Brother Ed back there in the prayer room on Sunday night for about a month now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get in there tonight and tell him, guess what? He can see! Now, I'm going to try to get out of the way. I know they're going to probably stampede me, but these guys have poured out their heart. And some of y'all have poured out your heart to God on behalf of Brother Ed.
Amen.
We pray for Sharon, and we pray for others. Sister Joanne.
Yes.
You know what? We're not going to let up,
that's right.
That's right.
But they had a man, Brother Mitchell, they could pray.
Right.
He just got tired. He can't hold his hands up no more. And they saw he couldn't. So they got the praying of a effectual man there. So what they did, they went and got him a rock to sit on. Now, me and Donnie, we'll get out hunting arrowheads every now and then. I look over there, he'd be sitting down. Somebody looks over and I'm sitting down. You get a little tired, you sit down a minute. You know, walk so far and sit down and rest a while. Well, they saw that he was getting tired, so they went and got him a rock. And that gave him a little help in what he was doing. That they had a praying man praying for them, verse 11, and it was working, but he needed help. He's getting weary in the praying that he was doing, but help was available. Moses had to have some help as he's laboring in prayer, so they found that rock, and they got him to sit down on it, verse 12. And you know, that helped a little. Even a little help. That's like what most of us do. Even a little help is better than no help.
Right.
That's right.
So you got the praying man, you got the help that's available, and then you got help that's united. I mean, Jesus said, if any two of you shall agree on anything on earth, it'll be done by my Father which is in heaven. You see, praying's great. But when you got two people praying, that's even better.
Right.
And when you got three, the Bible talks about a threefold cord not easily broken in Ecclesiastes chapter 5. When you got three involved, that's even better.
That's right.
But there was available help right there. Aaron and her. They done more than make Moses comfortable. They got involved in this praying. They rolled up their sleeves. The Bible talks about in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9, that two are better than one. And a threefold cord is not easy, not quickly broken, verse 12. They helped this praying man to pray. And I want you to know, here they are, they're all working together. Aaron's got one hand. Moses has got his hands up and they're heavy. Aaron's got one. Her's got the other. And as long as they can keep Moses' hands up, Joshua's winning. And listen, they don't want to lose. I don't want to lose neither.
That's right.
That's
amen.
Right. Amen.
I mean, but I think lack of prayer has caused a lot of churches to close the door.
Right
now, somehow or another, I don't know where, we went from a faithful nation to a fearful nation.
Yeah.
And my cousin, he called me yesterday. Y'all haven't met him yet, but he's coming. He's a preacher. I probably shouldn't say this because he may choose to preach that when he gets here. But he told me, he said, you know what I'm preaching on? I said, knowing you, there ain't no telling. He said, I'm preaching on my. He said, I'm taking my text out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face.
Amen.
He's preaching on my. He's a great preacher too. I can only imagine that message right now. I prayed for him this morning that God would anoint him and use him. And you know what? That's what we need to do. We need to pray for the preacher. And the preacher needs to pray for the church.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, Brother Eddie's called your names out to God all week long. But especially this morning. Amen. But they helped this praying man. And let me say this. With that help, they succeeded. Joshua discomfited Amalek that day with the sword, verse 13. And they got the victory that they needed that day. And they prevailed that day over their enemy. Now listen, the battle wasn't over. They didn't destroy Amalek. They just won the war that day. Now they will destroy Amalek. Amalek kind of pictures the flesh. Whichever one you feed the most is usually the one that wins. I tell him, Donnie, he's talking about battling. I said, look, buddy, we're all in this battle. There ain't no discharge from it.
No.
I prayed this morning, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I want you to forgive me my sins. I want you to wash me and cleanse me from my sins.
Yeah.
I want you to deliver me even today from my sins. Right. Why did you do it, Brother Eddie? Because he told me to.
Right.
Pray to be forgiven. Pray to be delivered. Yeah. If you don't pray, you'll fall. Pray.
That's right.
I know Mitchell got that, so I'm going to say it one more time for the rest of y'all. If you don't pray, you'll fall.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, I'm no match for the devil, but my Savior is.
Yes.
Right. I remember Jackie Fargo, he'd go over and he'd maybe tag over Tojo Yamamoto, he'd come over there and ropes. Listen, that's all wrestling. When I call upon Jesus, David said, and I know you women can't understand this, but David said in my distress, men get distressed every now and then too.
That's right.
Amen. Carl, every now and then Larry needs a little encouragement. He's had all he can take. And my wife, she's put me through it this week. Thank y'all for praying for me.
Amen.
I'm sitting there thinking, I can't do all of this.
That's right.
I did it. Thank y'all for praying for me.
Right.
I didn't see no way I could do it. I'm working on a driveway out there.
Amen.
They're talking about Danny's down his back. I'm a little down my back. A 67-year-old man out there shoveling gravel because it's out in the road. That just don't add up. I went and bought a grater blade Friday for $100. I was expecting to give him $200 or $300. I'll take $100 for it. We got it back in my truck and I finally got it out. And it was had an old double arm on it, and I put a 3-point hitch on it. It wasn't that big a deal, but it weighed a lot. It's a big old heavy trailer blade. And I had to wrestle that thing around, get it on the back of my tractor, and wrestle with the tractor. But anyway, after I got it on there, you talking about hell. That 7-foot rake put up down that driveway, it looks like it's sealing right here. I mean, it's smooth.
Bless him, Lord.
That great way helped that old man with a pile of dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, it done good.
Amen.
And I had that gravel to deal with. Mm-hmm. It hurt. I want my car fixed. I said, I'm trying. Steady price. She won't let that join. I'm at the work and she said, I want my car fixed. I'm looking for another one. I'm on the internet trying to find one. I'm ready to buy one right now. Anyway, got it fixed. Didn't cost nothing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every now and then God has a little mercy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every now and then God said, I need to help him. For he does another unthinkable thing. So anyway, God helped me. I'm driving it now. Praise the Lord. And I had been driving that old Chevrolet truck and the heater quit working on it.
Amen.
And it was pretty cold. I'm driving that truck and I'm freezing to death. And I'm on the car fixed. It's got a great heater, got front hurry. I mean, as soon as I got it fixed, I'm putting on 80 degrees wide open. I'm like, thank you, Lord. I just want to remember what it's like to have heat again.
Amen.
I went out there to the junkyard out there on Highway 90.
Yeah.
Barron County Salvage Yard out there. I said, is there any chance y'all have a control for a 1999 Chevrolet Silverado truck? He said, has it got the rear window defroster on it? I was almost scared to say yes. I wanted heat so bad. I said, yeah, it does. He said, we've got one. He said, but we're too busy to get it off today. You might have to come Monday to get it. I said, I'm willing to wait. Oh, I'm so willing to wait. It'd be $30. I said, good. So tomorrow I'll get my heater control. But while I'm there, Darren, he works there, a friend of mine. While I'm there, I come outside. Jason, as I started in there was a black guy coming out that he had a cane and he couldn't walk real good and he's really struggling to walk. And I said, how you doing, buddy? He said, all right. And I went in there and asked about the heater and I'm coming out. And this guy's in a minivan and they're trying to put the hood of a full-size car in the back of this minivan.
No.
And when I come out, Darren said, Eddie, are you busy? I said, no, I'm retired. He said, well, would you be willing to help this man? I said, absolutely. He said, he don't live too far from here. I was expecting to be here today, but I'll probably explain here in a minute why he didn't make it. But I took this car hood to his house. I seen on the back one of his van, it said, with faith, all things are possible. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, are you a Christian, man? He said, yes, sir, I am. Now, they just moved here from New Orleans. And I helped him. And his son helped me get the hood out of the back of my truck. One of them sat down and got two well-mannered young men. And I got ready to leave, and I told him, his name's Martin. I said, Martin, I said, all God's ever asked us to do is one thing. I said, you know what it is? He said, no, what? Very humble man. I said, he asked us to love one another as he loved us. He said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I've loved you. And I said, Martin, I've done my best to help you. I want to go. I said, I see. He said, look, he said, we just moved here. We're trying to find a good church to go to. I said, well, Martin, as the way a crow flies, I said, just a bow shot in that direction is why I pastor. And he wanted to be here today. And he is coming. I think the reason he's not here today is because he didn't know how to find it.
Right.
I gave him directions, and he was going to go try to find it that very day. Right. So he could be here today. And I'm going to guess he probably didn't find... I should have gave him my phone number, Star. I mean, you know, every now and then. I know where he lives. So I'm going to follow up. And I'm going to say, he said, would you mind taking me to where that church is? I couldn't find it. But I was able to help him.
Amen.
If any of y'all seen that woman down on South Green Street holding the sign up, our house burned down, can you help us? Anybody seen that? Well, I rolled the window down, and she come over there, and I handed her a $100 bill, and she started crying. And she said, are you sure? I said, I'm absolutely sure. I can't help everybody.
No.
I want to. I do. I want to help everybody.
Amen. Bless him, Lord.
I really do.
Right.
There ain't nothing I wouldn't do for anybody.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless you.
Amen.
Young girl went to a restaurant. No, I take it back. An older man went to a restaurant and a young girl waited on him. I don't know how young she was. Maybe she was Casey's age back there. I don't know. But if she was, she was crying when she waited on him. And the man said, everything all right? She broke crying. And she said, no, I'm really struggling right now. And she bought the man his meal. And he laid a check down on the table there, and he had signed it. And he said, young lady, take this check. Make it out for whatever you need. I want to help you. She went and showed her fellow workers there at the restaurant, and they just laughed, said, he's crazy. She said, they said, that check ain't no good. She had enough faith, Carolyn, she went to the bank. She said, is this check any good? You know what the bank told her, Brother Mitchell? They said, put as many zeros on there as you want.
Amen.
He was a multi-billionaire.
Right.
He didn't need money.
That's right.
He saw someone that needed help.
Right.
And you know what? Jesus told a bunch one day that wouldn't even lift their finger. He took his hand, simple, wrote his name on this check.
Yeah.
He said, here, honey, I'm trying to help you. I don't know what she wrote the check for. I just know this, Carol, it didn't bounce.
Amen.
Amen.
I know somebody greater than him.
Amen.
He'd write a check on heaven for as much as you want to write. I promise you this, it'll be good.
Amen.
It's good to have somebody that can help you when you get down.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my. They helped Moses hold his hands up. By Moses holding his hands up, Joshua got help.
Yeah.
And by Joshua getting help, all of Israel got help. You know what?
Right.
They wrote a book about it.
Yeah.
God said, I don't want y'all to forget this. Write it in a book. Form them all. Tell it to your children. Tell it to your children's children. Y'all done something right today.
Amen.
Had enough wrote down the book, would have done wrong.
Right.
I'm glad he brought down all the order. All the things written against me, I got a clean sheet.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm just preaching today on trying to help people. You can't help everybody.
No, you can't.
Oh, Lord. Now, for sake of time, I can't go no further. But I have picked people up, gave them rides. I've gave money out of my pocket. Oh, Lord. Had a guy call me one time. I said, know it when he called me. He said, I heard you was a preacher. And I said, well, yes, sir, I am. He said, I need to meet with you. I got a problem. And I met with him in parking lot houses over there on South Green Street. And he said, look, he said, we're needing some money. And he said, if you could just loan me $100, I'll give it back to you Monday. I've got some furniture I'm fixing to take it and sell it. And I'll give you money back Monday. I said, I'll do that. And I got the envelope out of the glove compartment, Phyllis, and he saw all them $100 bills in that back when Eddie's working. He said, you know, $200 would help us even more if you could do it. So I gave him $200. I ain't seen him since, but I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Right. Seven. Amen.
I was sincere.
Right.
I was trying to help him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Some people you can't help.
You're right.
Right.
You can't. But those that you can, you need to.
Right.
Amen. That's right.
Just a kind word every now and then help somebody.
Right.
You never know what somebody's going through.
No, you don't.
You never know what kind of day they're having.
That's right. Amen.
You can just go up to them like I'm going to do here. Carolyn, say, I'm praying for you.
Right. Amen.
It'd be all right.
Yeah. Right.
Just a kind word.
Yeah.
Worth $1 million.
Kind word or a hug.
Yeah. I remember they had that COVID. She said, let's all hug one another. I'm sitting there thinking, God damn, they stand over and hug one another. But if we made it through that, I wouldn't worry no more. Yeah.
That's right.
Amen. Father, we thank you for the privilege. Preach this message from your word. Lord, I believe it's a very needed message. Thank you for helping Brother Ed. Thank you for helping Sister Joanne. She said she so wanted to be here. Thank you for helping Sister Sharon. Lord, it was such a blessing seeing her behind the piano. Lord, playing them keys on that piano. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. You've been so gracious, so good. Lord, so close to this little church. That, Lord, we just want to thank and praise you. Lord, we thank you for the crowd that's here today.
Yes.
And when I first came here, Lord, it wasn't a crowd. It was just a few. And Lord, we're thankful to have any. One time wasn't nobody here, me and Brother Ed, but we're here. Man, it wasn't nobody, me and Brother Ed and Brother Jason, but Lord, we don't care. We're trying to, Lord, be a blessing. We're trying to give honor and glory to the one that loved us and gave himself for us. Thank you for those that are here today. Thank you for those that are listening by way of internet. Lord, we try to help people. I hope we was able to help somebody today.
Yes.
And Lord, what we can't do, you can.
That's right.
And we pray, Lord, you help our country. Help our country to find its way back to God. This country used to walk 10 foot tall with God, and now, Lord, they're ashamed of you. You said in your word, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you.
Yeah.
This country needs to man up.
Yeah.
It needs to admit they've made mistakes. And they need to humble themselves in the sight of God and pray and ask for God's forgiveness. Lord, I would that they would. I pray for this country this morning, just like I'm praying right now, that they'll come to themselves, that they'll repent of their wickedness, and they'll acknowledge their need of God. Lord, we put on our money in God we trust, and it's a lie. We're not trusting in God. We're trusting in government. Forgive us. Help us, Lord, I pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'd ask Brother Jerry, if he would please get a verse invitation on him like this. Everybody stand. You need some help. I'll tell you this much. I'll pray with you. I'll do all that's in my power to help you.
Yeah.
Not a rich man, not a strong man, not a young man. But I am a man that's committed to helping people. I'll help you. Maybe you just got a question. Brother Eddie, I need to talk to you. I'm here. Maybe this name, Brother Eddie, would you please pray for me? Sister Sarah come up here a while back.